coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Perfection and Excellence.
Praise God. We train to see. The problem is that there are those who don't see. And in any society, when you're led by those who don't see, Jesus said, everybody will fall into the ditch because the blind is leading the blind. The blind is leading the blind. Why should an architect go to school and spend so many years learning how to draw lines and curves? Because he's trained to see. An engineer, why do you spend so long? Why don't they just take you straight and start showing you the metals and say, take this one, put it here, take this one, put it here, and it will work. But that's what you thought they should do. Yeah, I want to be an engineer. You prefer to just be all like those who say they want to be doctors. You like them to take you straight to the hospital and say, now, when they have stomach pain, give them codeine. So here's my point. Perfection is something you should consider as necessary in your life. Choose to be perfect. The Word of God says to. So now you have to stop accepting all the doctrines of we are not perfect, nobody is perfect, nobody else, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, in everything else, we want to be perfect. You're going to be perfect. The question now would be, how can I do it perfectly? Because you have chosen to do it perfectly. It's going to be perfect. If it's coming from you, it's got to be perfect. You make a choice. A necessary choice, because we are requiring it of you too. I hope you got that. Praise God. We're requiring it of you. It's got to be perfect. The imperfections of systems have led to the death of many people. So why won't you do so much to become perfect? Praise God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 812 851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.